I've heard this song a lot the last couple days. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo Elliott in for Hugh today. We'll get to Tri-Day. It might have something to do with this band and what we saw the last couple days. That's coming up. We got Phillies tickets on the line to see the Phillies or Red Sox Tuesday, July 22nd. Elliott, do you know about this giveaway we have? So it's Y2K Retro Night, celebrating the year 2000, which
crazy.
Is like perfect for this week on our show. But here are the three people that are going to be changing a base during the third inning. John LeClair, Mark Jackson, and 94 WIP's own Ike Reese.
Very nice.
It's straight out of a Tornado Shapiro bit.
Look. Just picture Ike running out there to change the base.
Yeah. I need Tornado Shapiro to throw the first pitch out that night. After the game, you can stay for a free concert performed by Nelly from the infield dirt. Yeah, I mean, it's wild stuff. All right, so we'll tell you about Tri-Day and how you can win those tickets coming up in a few minutes. First, though, before we go back to the phone lines, we need your help deciding the last spot on the quarter century list. Top five athletes, Philadelphia sports, last 25 years. The guys that made the list and had enough votes to qualify were Brian Dawkins, Allen Iverson, Jason Kelsey, and Lane Johnson. All right, let's unveil our official top fives as part of the vote, because we haven't done that yet. I think a lot of people probably could guess some of our top fives based on the debates we've had this week. But let's go through the ones that we actually submitted. So here are my top five, and this is the order I put them in. I had number one, Lane Johnson.
Number one overall.
Okay. The best. I think there's an argument that the next two guys maybe are a little bit better at like overall in their sport, but Lane played in three Super Bowls, and he's the best player in his position in the league for a long time. Lane number one, Allen Iverson number two, Brian Dawkins three, Jason Kelsey four, and I had Chase Utley five, which is obviously why I'm arguing that Utley should be on the overall list top five. So I went Lane, Iverson, Dawkins, Kelsey, Utley as the five best the last 25 years.
Yeah, like I said, I think Lane is somebody that gets overshadowed a little bit, but he belongs on the list.
Totally.
Two-time Super Bowl champion. 100%. Okay, so in order. So first let me say, I had like six guys that I almost put on, but didn't make it. Do you want to hear those guys?
Oh, like the honorable mentions?
Yeah, the honorable mentions.
It's like with these ESPN top 10 lists. They show you like the ones that just missed.
So the honorable mentions for me were McNabb, Chase Utley, and Jimmy Rollins. I think they belong on a spot, but they were probably never actually going to make my top five.
Jimmy was really interesting. He got a lot of staff votes, but less listener votes. I think it's tough to pick. It really becomes your favorite Philly of that run, right?
Because and they all have their own argument.
Yes, they do. All right, so you had those guys just outside.
And then the ones that I feel bad leaving off, Ryan Howard, Jason Kelsey, Brandon Graham. Like, I think they belong on the list, but there's just not enough.
So Kelsey didn't even make honorable mention. Like, you didn't
I'm saying these are higher.
Oh, okay.
These ones are higher.
Oh, so
these are the three I feel bad leaving off. I wish I had more spots.
So the first group was like 9th or 11th.
Yeah, worth mentioning.
Okay.
So here's my top five. Allen Iverson, number one. I just think the fact that we all agree with it and he didn't win a title, clear cut, number one.
And he's your guy.
He is my guy. Like, he was my favorite athlete growing up. All right. Number two, and I think there's an interesting discussion to be had about him, but I still have Brian Dawkins there. What's tough for Dawkins is, as there becomes more Hall of Fame players that win trophies here, like, I just wonder where his spot, if it starts to be a little less of a lock.
What's interesting is Iverson and Dawkins, your first two, did not win championships.
Correct.
Like, and I think 10 years ago, it would have been a little easier to have those two without question at the top, because we weren't winning any championships anyway. But now, as the Eagles start winning championship after championship, I agree, there is something to... as time goes on, are they going to be looked at a little bit different?
Right. So, all right, those are my top two. Number three, Lane Johnson. You want to put him one, I won't fight you on that. Great player, two-time champion, plays for the Eagles, really matters. Good with that. Number four, Jalen Hurts. Again, going to be a Hall of Fame player. Already the best quarterback in franchise history. You called that, by the way. I know you're backing off of that now a little bit.
Well, no, I'm not. He
well,
is
you
the
are
best
when it comes to respecting him and what that means.
See, two things can be true at once. He's the best quarterback in franchise history. I said that 2 years ago. Everyone was mad at me. He obviously is.
Good call by you. It's a shame you abandoned that.
I never said he's not. He's obviously better than McNabb, but it doesn't mean he's a top five player in the city.
It does when you're the quarterback of a Super Bowl winning team. It just does. And number five for me, Joel Embiid.
No.
Joel Embiid is arguably the most talented player we've had in the city over the past 25 years.
Sure.
Arguably the most talented.
Sure.
He is probably higher up in his all-time rankings in the sport than any of these other players. Like, he's maybe a top 50 player of all time.
Well, he's not higher than Iverson. Iverson's a top 35 player in NBA history.
I love Iverson, but Joel, I think, was better at basketball than Iverson was. Iverson has the off-the-court stuff. He made the finals, and all those things matter for sure. And again,
yes.
I have Iverson. But I do think Joel is higher. But regardless, you know, move on from Iverson. I think he's higher than Dawkins, higher than Jalen, probably higher than Lane. Now, it's harder in football. There's more positions. Yeah. I get that. But this is not a list for the future. Like, I agree. Joel Embiid is cooked. I don't have expectations for him. It's not a list of right now because Joel's season was really bad. But we're lying to ourselves if we think over the past 10, 11 years, Joel arguably wasn't the best athlete in the entire city. He won an MVP. He almost won a few more. He was an all-star basically every year. He's one of the best scoring players in NBA history. And again, I know I'm the only one here that seems to want to take into account how important someone's job is. He was the reason the Sixers win. Like, when you're the number one guy on a basketball team, that matters more than being the number one guy on a baseball team. So for me, Joel is a top five guy.
Well, then what was Iverson? So, not the reason that the Sixers won.
No, I have
is
Iverson.
Is Embiid dragging that one team to the
yes.
championship?
No chance. There's just no chance you could put Embiid over
talking about
all these other players.
He's had better
Why?
Teams
Jason
around
Kelsey's
him and he can't get past the second
Embiid
round.
Is.
Joel Embiid is just the most talented player we've seen.
Yeah,
Jason Kelsey is obviously also very talented, but Joel Embiid was maybe the best player in basketball or in the top three for a five-year stretch. Jason Kelsey, as much as, again, he's a great player, I feel awful leaving off, he was not a top three player in football.
But there's talent and then there's production. And he produced, but he didn't.
Well, Joel has that production as well.
But he didn't produce enough because he missed too many games.
No, well,
he just missed too many games.
He did miss games for sure. He did, but even with all his flaws, people are going to bring up. They're going to be like, he doesn't care. He doesn't. Despite all that, he was still one of the best players in the NFL.
Sure.
We can go NBA.
He missed too many games.
We can go through all these players and say their flaws, right? Yeah. All these players have flaws. And Joel does as well. But the difference is, the other players we're discussing, Joel played at a higher level than almost all of
on
them.
On a part-time basis.
But it was part-time player. Regardless, it was still a higher level.
But I give more credence to if you could do it over and over and over.
But to be fair, he did do it over and over. He won an MVP.
Right, but he had won an MVP. But he also played, what, one season of 70-plus games, maybe in his whole career? I think that's all he did.
Yeah.
And he never played past the second round. Like,
agreed. He has flaws.
But these aren't flaws. These are major flaws.
Well, to be fair, Iverson, who we agree it should definitely be on there, right? He missed time.
But
he showed up late to practice.
But he posted. He played. He played more, the most minutes
in
the history of the NBA when he left.
He did play more. I agree with that. But he also had one run in the playoffs. Now, Joel has none. Iverson only has one, right? Iverson wasn't making the conference finals in the finals every year. Joel is just simply too talented to leave off this list.
There's no moments. There's no great Joel Embiid moments.
I don't disagree with you on
like,
that.
Like, the other guys had rings
he had 70
or
moments.
Moments.
He won MVP.
70 points.
Hold on, doing the airplane down the court.
Against the Spurs in January.
70 points is still 70 points.
So Devin Booker is 70 points in a game. I mean, what does that mean?
Devin Booker's never won MVP.
Right, that's fine. But, like, I could name guys, like, the guys that have 50 or 60 point games or 70. It's not, that can't put you on this list. This list is special.
And Joel is a special player.
Special talent.
It's a sacred list.
He is.
It is.
Trust me, we love lists here. Me and you maybe more than most, right? But Joel is simply too talented to leave off the list.
I just can't do it. All right, Kyle, what was your overall top five?
I think, so we did some back and forth about automatic spots
yes.
on these lists. I think the automatic number one for everybody should be Lane Johnson. Because nobody has the combination of resume, career Philadelphian, and talent.
That's fair.
As Lane Johnson does. Nobody in the quarter century has that combination like Lane
playing
does.
In three championship rounds. Is he the only one?
I mean, who's won two Super Bowls well, or like two championships?
Brandon.
Right.
Brandon.
But like
Jake Elliott.
But like but then you have Lane who is a much better player than both of those
right,
guys.
Right. Like Hall of Fame player
right.
and played in
like,
three
it's,
championships.
It's a combination.
Yes.
Right.
You think he's much better than Jason Kelce?
No, I don't think he's much better.
I think he's better.
Well, but
he probably has less. Does he have less all pros? All first team all pros? Because Jason had five or six.
I'm not sure. But
no, it's probably tougher to make it at Lane's position.
Yeah,
it is.
And I think tackle, if we're doing the more important position thing, tackle's more important.
Yeah, you look at what they get paid.
Yeah. And just like a run of sheer dominance. And by the way, Lane was great from start to finish in his career, where Kelce took a few years to, I think, really get going and establish himself.
I agree with that, but it is worth noting, I mean, Lane did get suspended. Like, he did have that down year.
Look at him now.
He has five all-pro teams. I think Kelce had six. Five, yeah. Six to five.
Okay.
Yep. Iverson is number two. Look, and I'm not as adamant as Joe is. Like, if you were to put Joel Embiid on your top five, because when you said Joel Embiid, Joe immediately was like, no.
I can't.
I don't think I'm that strong on it, but I do think Iverson belongs on it, like, a lot more than Joel Embiid does. I just do. Now, this one, I think I share the same feelings as you guys do on this guy. I had the toughest time figuring out what to do with Brian Dawkins.
Yeah.
And like, cause he's, I mean, he might still be my favorite Eagle of all time, but like, it's weird to say that 04, like that era of Eagles football now, like, just pales in comparison to the one that we're in right now.
Yeah.
But I feel like Dawkins, just out of respect, deserved a spot on the top five list. So I had Brian Dawkins. Also had trouble with what to do with all these 08 Phillies. But I went with my favorite, the guy that I thought was like the most feared hitter at the plate whenever he stepped up there for a time. And that was Ryan Howard. So I put Ryan Howard up there. And then I had to give some love to my guy, Zach Wheeler.
It feels like you're on 7 right now. Are you still on 5?
Yeah, that was 5.
Okay, all right.
Well, because I think he commented on the Embiid thing without having him on. Yeah, all
right. You have Zach Wheeler in your top 5.
I do, yeah.
That's egregious to me.
Why?
So he's a great player, but doesn't have a title, right? So, and I'm just saying, fault. It's part of this discussion.
But it's not his fault. I mean,
it's not
he kind
his
of
fault,
has
although he
did
lose
it.
His start in the World Series. But he
God
did.
Forbid.
Well, he did. I mean, he didn't pitch great in the World Series, if I remember correctly.
No.
Didn't he give up like 4 runs in 6 innings or something?
I mean, are you talking the game 6 game, he got pulled before
the first game
Alvarez.
He was on game 1 of the World Series. Yeah, he didn't pitch great that
night. He wasn't great in that game.
They came back. They were down and they came back and Real Muto hit the home run.
Yeah, I just think that while Zach Wheeler is obviously elite, and I think, you know, is maybe like deserves to be 10th or so, I just don't think he has any of the special moments or things that these other athletes.
Yeah, I know
have.
You're a, I know you're a Zach Wheeler hater.
I'm not a Zach Wheeler hater. I'm just like a realist.
Oh yeah, didn't you have Wheeler like 8 or 9 year list?
7,
oh.
I think.
I mean, because
that was top 11.
Because if you know what you're looking at, we're witnessing a ridiculous run of dominance by Zach.
He is. I agree. I mean, so. He's absolutely an elite athlete.
And I think somebody from this era of Phillies baseball deserves to be on this list. And I think it's got to be Zach Wheeler.
Yeah, I don't agree with that last part.
Yeah,
I don't think this Phillies era has to be represented.
I think they do.
The way the 07 to 11. See, that was the part of Elliott's list that I disagree with. Like, you have to have representation from 07 to 11. It's the best run.
We're just going to let this era of Phillies baseball. Like,
that's up to them. They got to get back to World Series.
But it shouldn't be. Say 2022 was the peak of this Phillies run. We're going to act like that wasn't one of the most fun times we've ever had as Philly sports fans.
It was fun.
We've gotten so... We are spoiled brats, guys.
Well, that's
the
Eagles' fault.
It's the Eagles' fault. We used to live in a city that every team that we held in such high regard hadn't won championships.
Yeah.
Brian Dawkins, Allen Iverson, all these guys. Like...
But you know what's
funny?
And
we're just going to let this 2022 Phillies team slip away just because of what the damn Eagles did.
So I agree with you on this, but 3 of the 5 in my list don't have a title. Iverson, Dawkins, and
it's Bieber. Funny that we say the title is what matters, but then when push comes to shove, you're right. Dawkins and Iverson got the most votes.
I do think with this list, Hall of Fame matters maybe a little more, and I think that all 5 of my guys will be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, so I think you're right on that. I think you're right. Mm-hmm. As much as I get frustrated with Joel, the Basketball Hall of Fame is just a different animal. He's clearly a Hall of Famer.
But even with it, with it easy to get in, he would be a Hall of Famer in a tough Hall of Fame. Like, he would get in the NFL Hall of Fame.
Well, I don't think so. If he was a quarterback, right, would you say the NBA superstar and a quarterback are similar?
Yeah.
Okay, if he was a quarterback that never got past the second round and an MVP, Matt Ryan, is he a Hall of Famer?
But I think Matt Ryan will get in.
Boomer Esiason won an MVP. He didn't win a Super Bowl.
Fair.
But
Joel was arguably a top 3 quarterback for 7 years.
I get it. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Utley, Hurts, who gets that final spot on the quarter century list? Let's go to Ken at Cinnamon. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning, Ken.
What's up, Ken?
So, I love when Chris from Middletown says anybody with half a brain, because I've always thought Chris from Middletown had half a brain.
Oh, man.
Neither one of these guys, frankly, belong on the top 5 list for the last 25 years in Philadelphia. Kyle stumbled into something, as he normally is stumbling when he comes along. Ryan Howard was the most feared hitter in baseball for 6 years. So if anybody from that team is going to be on this list, it's got to be Ryan Howard. Not Chase Utley, but if the question is, which one of these two guys? If you got two guys, neither of whom deserve to be on this list, then it's got to be Jalen Hurts. And the Jalen Hurts conversation is the exact same conversation as the Nick Sirianni conversation for the last 4 years. It's just we've replaced Nick Sirianni's name in the conversation with Jalen Hurts' name in the conversation, because now to suggest that Nick Sirianni is just incidental to the success of this football team at this point, you would have to just come out and openly admit to being an imbecile.
Yeah.
So we've taken Nick Sirianni's name out of this, and we've said, okay, so Jalen Hurts is just incidental to the fact that this team has gone to 2 Super Bowls in the last 4 years, as when he's been the starting quarterback for the football team. And if we're going to start making lists, we can make a list like the list of quarterbacks that have taken the Philadelphia Eagles to 2 Super Bowls. That's a really short list.
Yeah, what is? It's a super short list because it's one. It's him.
And I love Chase Utley. I always said if you got a young kid and you want to teach him how to hit a baseball, just record Chase Utley's swing and say, do it like this. It was the prettiest swing I've ever seen. But Chase Utley was probably the fourth best player on his own team. Mm. So to suggest that he's one of the top five players of the last 25 years in this city, ahead of Jalen Hurts, and again, I don't think either of these guys belong in the top five. I don't know where or why the Ryan Howard disrespect has become what it's become, to the point where most kids who weren't old enough to remember that era, to see that era, are going to think Ryan Howard was just incidental to the success of the team.
Which he was. My theory on it, Ken, is we watched his full decline. I think sometimes it's better for a player to leave, and so we don't have to see them limp around. You know, Utley was a bench player for the Dodgers, and Jimmy, I mean, he stuck around. He tried to play for the White Sox and Giants. We didn't see any of that. We watched Howard on bad teams strike out a lot and really decline, obviously. At the end, I think that kind of hurt people's memory of what the great part was.
Well, yeah, and baseball in particular is a slave to these numbers. So, I mean, if you look at Chase Utley's numbers, especially in the postseason, I mean, this guy's a 200 hitter in the postseason.
He did have a 6-home-run World Series though in 2009.
He had a good stretch of 3 games in one postseason on a team that made the postseason 5 years in a row. Mm. And again, I'm not trashing Chase Utley, but the legend of Chase Utley continues to grow in this city to proportions that have become comical.
Well, so here's what I'd say to that. Ken, we appreciate it. I think it's going to continue because I'm just going off the voting. The guy of that group that has the best chance to make the Hall of Fame is Utley.
But why do you think that is? Because he's the only one of the three that didn't win an MVP, right? Jimmy got one. Ryan got one. Ryan, I think, was better at his peak in terms of just a home run hitter, right? So why do you think Utley's the only one? So, is it defense? Or?
I think it's two things. One, his position. There's very few great second basemen ever. So like there's lots of every era has like 5 or 6 power hitting first basemen. So Ryan can just blend into like the history of baseball with other guys like him. There's not many second basemen hit like Chase Utley, so I think it gives him an advantage. I think it hurts Rollins that he played in the same era as A-Rod and Garcia Parra and Cheater. He played like in a golden era of shortstop. Mm-hmm. So like maybe he was the 6th best at his position. Doesn't mean he wasn't great. It's just like he played with a lot of other great shortstops. And then I know people don't like know this or care about it, but like WAR is what people use to decide the Hall of Fame now, and Utley's clearly the highest one. And and also Howard got hurt, so his career he stopped adding counting stats.
And he came up late.
It's just clearly Utley's got the best chance of Hall of Fame. All right, Elliot. Before we go on, we do have a pair of tickets to give away. Tuesday night, July 22nd, Citizens Bank Park, Phillies Red Sox. It's a big series next week. Y2K Retro Night. You can stay for a free concert performed by Nelly from the Infield Dirt after the game. Tickets or more information, visit Phillies.com. But it is a Friday, so it's a little Tri-Day Friday in the midday.
It's a Tri-Day Friday.
It's Tri-Day, you and Joe on Fridays.
All right, Elliot, concerts have been in the news cycle.
For better or worse.
For better, for worse for these two people, at least, well, especially one guy.
Better for all of us.
Yes. I can't get enough of the memes for the Coldplay concert thing.
It is maybe one of the best internet moments. And I guess for those that don't know.
We should talk about it. But most people probably have seen something. There was a concert the other night. Where was it? In New
England?
I think
it was in New York.
New York. Okay.
I could be wrong, but I thought it was New York.
It was at a football stadium, though, right?
Yes.
Okay. So it was a Coldplay concert. And there's this a pair of people, a man and a woman. They were like dancing during one of the songs.
Well, no. Just they were holding each other.
Yeah, they were holding each other.
Okay. That's just a better representation.
Dancing is not the word I used.
Yeah, they were holding each other.
That's a better way. They were holding each other. And during one of the songs, and they got put on the Jumbotron. So, like, everyone in the stadium saw it. And then, what was it, Chris Martin?
Yeah.
He kind of pointed out that as soon as the camera went on them, they very, very quickly, like, ducked away from each other.
And not just very quickly. They could not have looked more guilty.
Yes.
They were hiding their faces. They ducked like it was,
As if they weren't supposed to be together.
Correct.
Which we then have found out, because the internet does what the internet does, that they are not a couple. And the guy, at least...
Allegedly, it seems.
Yeah, at least the guy...
I think they made that pretty clear.
Yeah, they did. At least the guy seems like he has a family. So the whole thing is a disaster for them. But it's a hilarious moment for the rest of us.
Oh, the memes are unbelievable.
It is wild.
If you have not seen the video... you got to check
just
it.
Just search Coldplay concert,
and
it will come
There's
up.
There's going to be a Dateline on
yes,
this.
Yes, it will come up very quick. So it got us thinking about concerts. You got a Nelly concert here for the Phillies game on Tuesday night. So Tri-Day, a concert that we should see. You just went to a concert, right? Or
well,
few
I thought I was at the biggest concert of the year. I don't know if Coldplay. Yeah, I saw Oasis Overseas in Wales, which was really, really cool.
Was that the best one you've seen? Or at least most memorable?
So I actually think the craziest event I've ever been to, sporting or concert, so obviously concert. I saw the Spice Girls in Ireland.
Let me tell you,
I've never seen a city overtaken by fans. I mean, the Eagles in the Super Bowl are pretty close. But yeah, I would probably say the Spice Girls in Ireland, just from a spectacle, was pretty wild.
Better show, Spice Girls in Ireland, or you saw Taylor Swift, right?
I did see Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift was better.
Yeah.
The Spice Girls weren't, I don't think they were great compared to Oasis. Was unbelievable to see. Taylor Swift was unbelievable.
And you saw Taylor, like, that was like 2 summers ago at the peak, right?
Yeah, at the peak of it. And I saw Beyonce, no big deal to me.
That was recent.
But yeah. You know, just travel around.
Saw Beyonce,
concerts.
No big deal to me. All right, 215-592-9494 for Tri-Day Friday. Best answer we get today to a concert we need to see.
What's the best concert you've ever been to?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't been to many.
You don't strike me as a huge concert
guy. I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, let's see. Before the show ends, I want to see if you can guess the first concert I went to. I mean, we're about the same age, so like you might be able to guess.
So my first concert was also Spice Girls, ironically.
You saw them again? Or that was the
only time? Yes, I've seen them twice. I saw them when I was in like fourth grade, maybe, and then I saw them like 3 years ago.
All right,
reunion tour.
215-592-9494. We're trying to figure out who will end up in the final spot of the top five quarter century last 25 years of Philadelphia sports. Is it Utley or is it Hurts? Who belongs? Plus, we come back. The Phillies trade deadline is less than 2 weeks away. Phillies come back and they play tonight. And we're going to see a certain someone tonight that I've been trying to get on the Phillies for years. I am curious if everyone still wants him or still does it. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.